his arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Wednesday Live. This is David Frankhoor. I have with me Karen Hubbard.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have three very scintillating guests who are going to be joining us in a moment or two. But first, we've had some prayer requests that have been given to us, and Karen is going to take a lead in that.
Yes, we've got Inez had written into us and said, please pray for my family's conversion to Christ. And also her goals to build her future house this year. Inez from Royal Palm Beach.
Okay.
And then we've got Robert and Yolanda from Jupiter requesting a prayer for their son, Michael, who has autism. And also Sandra sent us an online prayer request asking for prayer for her granddaughter that she will find out what has declined her health since she had COVID twice already.
Wow.
And so we'll just lift her up. Father God, we just lift up Sandra's granddaughter, Lord, who she, along with many others, have been suffering with COVID, not once, but twice, Lord. So Father, we just pray that you would touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We rebuke that COVID out of her in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just speak restoration to her. Lord, you've done it before, and you can do it again. And we just declare health and healing over Amber, Sandra's granddaughter. And we just thank you, Lord, for touching her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Thank you, Lord. And for Michael, who has autism, God, this curse of autism, Lord, whatever the cause of that, we come against it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we know that you came to heal every bit of sickness and disease. And there's nothing too hard for you, Lord God. So, Father, we just speak health and healing to Michael. And, Lord, that you would heal him and deliver him from autism, he and all the others who are affected by it, God. Father, let there be a mass healing of all these kids that have been afflicted with it, Lord. Because we know that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But, Jesus, you came life, came to give life and life more abundantly.
Jesus.
So we speak your abundant life over Michael and all the others who have are suffering with that autism, Lord. And we've got our brother Dion, who had called during prayer and share to say that a car ran into his store. So we had prayed for him at that time during the fundraiser. And then he called last week and said another car ran into his store. So Father, we just pray for Dion and his family and his business, God, that you would bring restoration to the business, Lord. And we just pray that nobody was injured in that. But Father, we just speak your blessing over Dion. And Father, we just pray that you would, even out of this disruption to his business, Lord, that you would bring increase to him.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for touching his life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Karen. Amen. Well, we have with us this morning three gentlemen, and they're all connected in Christian media. And I want to get everybody to be talking. We have Barry Alsobrook with Taken TV and his associate, Vilmar.
Yes, Greg.
And Barry, you can tell us a little bit about what Vilmar does. And also Todd Shoemaker.
Hey.
The documentary Dead Man Running.
Yes.
Which was the top award winner at last weekend's 10th annual Christian Film and Media and Music Festival, which I had the privilege of being there and hobnobbing with all these folks and some others. And that's an awesome thing. I want to get back to you talking a little bit about that, Todd. On the top of the heap of important things is what God is doing in Christian media.
Yes.
And that's a whole area God has just gotten me into. And of course, here we are with radio, Christian radio, as part of that media, the work that God is doing. But Barry started Taken TV, Christian TV network, and has since hit that beginning, there's been a lot of things that God has done to grow Taken TV. And So Barry, I'd like, first of all, tell us about this ministry of this Christian TV network that you have and how that's going, what you see down the road. And then, if you would, introduce Todd and what was how you got connected, and then I will shift over to you, Todd, and you can take us deep, dive deep into your life and this incredible, incredible documentary, Dead Man Running. Take it, Barry.
Okay, Barry Osterbrook from Taken TV Network. Now, Taken TV is the active Kingdom Entertainment Network. The network was started a little less than 2 years ago, and it came through a dream that God gave me at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm sitting in my living room at 3 o'clock in the morning with a notepad, writing down all these show ideas, and I hear this word Taken. I just keep hearing it over and over and over again, and so I'm writing down show ideas and trying to just figure out what all that meant. Well, about 3 months later, we started the Taken TV Network. And it's really starting to grow. The concept behind Taken is like nothing else there is out there. The concept is, if you guys remember, the cable systems years ago had something called public access. Mm-hmm. Well, Taken Network is a form of public access for Christian TV. Okay. What our vision is to enable creative people, filmmakers, documentary makers, all those people to be able to come together on one platform, not here, there, not everywhere, but on mm-hmm. one platform to come together and be able to give their message, give their story, and make it accessible for everyone. You know, just the average person that has something, make it accessible for them to come and show their movie or their documentary or their TV show to a large audience. And because I don't know who's experiencing this out here, but I know a lot of people are, that you know, the platform that most Christians are using right now is YouTube. And, right. you know, YouTube is actually starting to cut down on our stuff. Mm-hmm. They're starting to limit what we do. They're starting to censor what we're doing. And so we created Taken there for when people can move from YouTube to the Taken Network to have their stuff available if that day ever comes that YouTube just cuts us out and says, mm-hmm. no more preaching, no more talking about God, no more that. That's what Taken Network was created for. And that's our vision, just to be there for the Christian creative. Talking about Todd, we met through an interview through one of our dear friends that is now deceased, that was a very, very important part of the initial launch of Taken, and that was Barbara Alexandro. And we had a show on the network that kind of catered to the senior population, but it covered a lot of things, interesting stories and all, but it was called Forever Young, and it's actually still up on the network, the episodes are. And one of the episodes was an interview with Todd. We were through another friend that is now deceased, Harvey Kosberg, introduced us to Todd, and we did the interview with Todd about his miraculous healing and all that went on there. And so that's how we met, and we instantly became friends. And so we've been we've been, you know, kind of following each other. And and so I invited them to the Christian Film Festival last year, and he came and really enjoyed it. So this year he was able to put his documentary in there, and it stole the show.
That is such a powerful witness to how God uses us. And and Todd, that's our lead-in. Let me ask you, because I know we have listeners that are faithful. They listen every Wednesday and other times, so they might remember the interview we had with you maybe a year ago.
Yeah, probably close
to a year ago. But I would love for you to give us, in a nutshell, what God did for you and how this documentary emerged from what God was doing in your life.
Okay. Well, so good to be here, and thank you for having me. My story started back in 2002. I was diagnosed with arthritis at that point, several forms, and I started a journey from arthritis, which actually turned out to be cancer, to Parkinson's, to myasthenia gravis, which kind of eats your muscles away, to gastroparesis, which when I got that, I lost the ability to eat. So I didn't eat for 3.5 years and didn't speak without the use of a machine for 5. And wow. With 2 weeks left to live, back in November 3rd of 2019, I went to a prayer and healing service that Dr. Chauncey Crandall was doing. And I knew Dr. Crandall from a church that we both attended at one point. And he was also my cardiologist. And this was his first tent event. And really, I didn't want to go. Said, you know, I got 2 weeks, been almost an 18-year journey. I'm just really ready to go home and see Jesus and just get a break, you know, and get the complete healing. But that night I went forward and I was completely healed. I ate my first bit of food that night. Mm. I spoke for the first time without the use of the machine in about 5 years. And a month later I started running again. I'd been an ultra marathon runner before that and hadn't run in 10.5 years. But during that time, God every year said, go buy a new pair of running shoes, be ready. So every year, faithfully, I went and bought my new pair of running shoes. And, you know, on December 1st of 2019, I ran for the first time in 10.5 years and haven't stopped since. So some friends of mine have been in the film business, and I had just went to them and said, hey, can we just do like maybe a 20-30 minute YouTube video and just me kind of share my story? And they're like, what are you talking about? A 30-minute YouTube video? This is a movie. So that just started the filming, and I was out running one morning, and we had just been thinking about names for it, and God said, call it Dead Man Running. And I thought, well, what's behind that, God? And he said, well, you were dead, basically.
Yeah.
He said, and runners, there's not a lot of running movies, so runners will see it and go, oh, it's a movie about running. So they'll go see it, but come to know Jesus.
Amen.
And then young people think, oh, it's a zombie movie. So they'll walk in thinking they're going to see zombies, but what they're going to see is Jesus Christ is going to radically change their lives. So the documentary came out last November, and God just continues to bless. And like you shared earlier, you know, we were blessed this past weekend to win Best Documentary at the Film Festival. So God just keeps moving and opening up the doors, and we just keep walking in to the ones he has open, and we stay away from the ones that he tells us to stay away from.
That's always good advice for a believer. I have a question then.
Yeah.
I've heard your testimony before. Oh, I mean, it's powerful because God did something in your life, and you're living proof that God heals today. Yes. But, you know, some people will say, oh, well, you know, that Todd was special. You know, and that God would never heal me. And I've been praying and praying and praying, and, you know, I have this and that and the other. And, you know, it's a serious illness, but here I am, I'm still sick. What would you say to that person?
I would say that I am far from, I mean, I guess you could say everybody's special because God created everybody. So everybody's special, but I mean, my healing is nothing special. I mean, I just, for 17.5 years, every morning I got up and I said, today's the day you heal me, Jesus. And each night I would say, okay, well, maybe tomorrow, Jesus. Mm-hmm. But I always walked in my miracle before it manifests itself.
Yes.
And also, not only walking in my miracle, but finding purpose during this journey. Because when I found my purpose during the journey, then I found my peace.
Amen.
You know, so I would encourage anybody, just keep praying, walk out your miracle before you see it, and find purpose while you're in the storm, because God's trying to teach you a lesson during that. And hopefully it doesn't take 17.5 years.
but
a lot of lessons learned.
Yes, along the way. It was never wasted.
No moment, no doctor's appointment, no hospital stay, no surgery was ever you know, not needed to tell the whole story.
So how can people see this movie, Dead Man, this award-winning documentary, yeah. Dead Man Running.
Well, the first is they can always go to Barry's network. The Taken Network is the first place they can see it. If for whatever reason they can't see it from there, for, you know, if they're not able to, they can always go to deadmanrunningmovie.com.
Okay.
And it'll just show up there. Plus, that'll give you a little history of Laura and I's life, and just give you a little bit more insight. But number one, go to Barry's network and support that, the Taken Network, and you know, that's the best way to see it.
Wow. And then what's the website? How do we get to your network, Barry?
TakenNetwork.tv. TakenNetwork.tv.
Oh, that's
and
simple.
Of course, yeah. That's
even the, I can do that.
Yeah, that's the website. We're also available on Roku. You just type in Taken on your Roku looking for a channel. Yeah. You go to Apple TV, type in Taken. Same thing. You can go to Amazon Fire. Again, yeah. Type in Taken and for the channel lineup, and they'll just pop right up and just install that channel on your
cool.
TV.
And if someone's listening today and you just tuned in and you heard about this, but you missed all the contact information, if you call the station, 888-221-8990, that's our toll-free number and the best number, 888-221-8990, we will give you all that contact information for Taken TV and to get your eyes on Dead Man Running.
Well, and the one thing I wanted to share is, you know, if they go to our website, you know, deadmanrunningmovie.com, mm-hmm. there's also a place there that they can do prayer requests.
Oh, cool.
So if they have any prayer requests, they can, you know, I'm basically, that's all I'm doing these days is answering prayers, but it's just amazing to see what God is doing in those prayer requests.
I have a question, Todd. Let's say I'm someone who is listening today, and I live up in the tippity top of our coverage area, which is Melbourne.
Okay.
And I go to Melbourne Community Church, if there is such a thing, I don't know. And I'm hearing you talk, and then I go watch the movie, and I say, I got to get this guy up here. Are you movable? Are you a movable feast, brother?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Speaking engagements are starting to come in quite heavy, which we're blessed to do that. But all they would need to do is they can send an email to deadmanrunningmovie@gmail.com.
Okay.
Or they can just call me. Can I give my number out?
Please, if you'd like, sure.
Yeah, it's 561-632-3394. And just to let you know, I don't charge for my speaking.
Okay.
Because people are always like, well, you should be charging for this. And I'm like, I showed up to a tent meeting. What else did I do? You know, God did everything else. So.
Right.
So, yeah. So, I mean, if it's out of town or something like that, then traveling expenses and stuff like that. But as far as a speaking fee, that's just not something my wife and I ever thought of doing.
Well, I want to encourage people who are listening to pray about this. And if God opens a door, then to give you a call, contact you, send that email or call that number.
And they can do prayer requests through that email too.
Amen.
So
that's cool. And do you bring those to Dr. Crandall's group sometimes, or do you have a prayer group that joins you?
I have a prayer team, and actually, I'm kind of heading up several prayer teams. There's actually a campaign, not sure if you've heard about the He Gets Us campaign.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I head up all their prayer requests.
Oh,
so
wow.
Any prayer request that comes in, I'm answering that. So we're up to 60, 70 prayer requests a day.
Cool.
Every day. And just seeing God moving in a powerful way there. So if people go to HeGetsUs.com, it's great for those that are like, it's for everybody, but really it's geared towards 18 to 30-year-olds.
Okay, wow, which is a... need it's a group that really needs prayer and needs God in a big way.
Right.
Barry, before we go any further, I'd love for you to introduce Vilmar to us.
Absolutely. Well, Vilmar is a great friend. We work together in production at Christ Fellowship, and he has a wonderful heart, and he's really ready to get back into ministry as far as media ministry. And one of his One of his passions is podcasting, and so I thought he would enjoy the time here on the radio today.
Yeah.
Let him tell you a little bit about his vision, what he wants to do.
Yeah. Well, Vilmar, would you share your vision with us, what God's given you to do?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, there are two visions here. One for entrepreneurs, more towards leadership and help people find their way. Another one is for spiritual growth, and I hope I can even. This morning we were at a men's group, and we had to exercise to write down our goals for the summer, and that was my goal, to, you know, put everything together, this podcast for spiritual growth. And based on Romans 12:2, which is, don't be conformed by the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of mind.
Amen.
I think it's very powerful. Our mind is so bombarded for all directions, and if you not focus on the Word of God, we are just get lost in the way. And this vision about Romans 12:2, to renew our minds, we have to renew our minds every single day. So. And get aligned with the thoughts of God.
Amen.
Because everything was created by the thought. God had a thought. The Word became flesh. So the Word was a thought, God's thought. So
yes.
Yeah.
That's powerful. You're absolutely right. Mm. And I'm delighted to hear that God is moving you in that direction. That actually causes me to throw out a comment or a question for the whole group. Except I'll step back and let you talk for a few minutes before we go to the bottom of the hour and have a promo. But, okay, Christian media. This is one of the big things since I started working here at the radio station, which we're Christian media, you know. And while we're all part of Christian media, we know what God is doing, not just in America, although that's where we live, but in the world. But while we're here, we have heard from God that the church needs to wake up, get up, step up, because there's a revival coming. And the church as it exists today is not capable of honoring God when, you know, if that revival were today, you know. But God knows the church needs time. He's raising us up. With that in mind, because it's what did somebody say? It's time is running out, but it's not too late. Did you say that, Barry, or something like that?
Well, okay. I would definitely say.
You would definitely say. All right, I heard it from somebody.
Take credit for it.
And it's a great saying. So, what are your thoughts about that? I mean, tell me what you believe God is saying to Christian media. I mean everybody. I mean not just nationally based media. And I'm not just talking about film, you know, and television, but radio as well. Every medium that is owned by God, if you will. What do you hear God saying to us today about his call on us in light of what we need to be doing for the church today?
Immediately, I heard, get ready.
Yeah.
Get ready. Yeah. that's what I heard. And,
yeah.
And I do hear that a lot. And like I said, I think I don't want to be negative, but I think really that the secular world is going to start turning its head to us when this revival starts and everything. And we're going to need to have alternate Christian plans, alternate ways of getting our message out. Because the world system is going to turn its heads on us, and we're not going to be able to use the YouTubes and all these other, you know, platforms that we're using right now. And so that's why it's so important that we develop and fund these funding.
Yes.
We got to fund these other alternative ways of getting our word out, because there's. If it's not funded, it's not going to be there.
Right.
And We need it. Because Jesus is coming back soon.
Yes.
And we got to get that word out, because that was the last thing he said before he left, you know, when the world hears my entire message. And that's you know, that's the sign, you know.
It is.
It's our job to make the world hear this message of Jesus Christ. And through whatever medium we use, whether we're using a documentary or using a movie, a TV show, a music video, or whatever it may be, we're going to get the message out.
Amen.
Yeah.
And down the road, I'm going to probably be, Jonathan's going to have me talk more about my experience at the film festival, because that's going to, oh, right. Lord, I can't even. Folks, I just want you to be excited. I want you to be on the edge of your seat waiting for David to come back on and talk about, because there's a lot more to say.
Yeah.
I want you to tell us, Barry, if someone is touched by the Lord and they want to donate money, and I'm talking good money, not what you found in the couch cushions money, how would they go about doing that for Taken TV?
They would go to our website, takennetwork.tv, and right on there is a donate button. Right when you first land on the page, just go down a little bit and you'll see donate to help us create additional content, more content. That's all it's for.
Yeah.
We don't have any high salary people. Right now, everybody is working for free. Mm-hmm. Everybody that's connected with Taken Network, nobody draws a salary. And so any money that comes in at this point is all for creating new content and getting content, you know, that we need.
That's great. Yeah. Of course, now you know I'm a cartoonist. I could draw you a salary, but
that works.
That works. Yeah, yeah. Okay, that was just a little joke, folks.
But it would look good on paper.
But it looks good on paper.
Yeah, it does.
Go ahead, please.
Okay, I shared something with with Todd earlier in Vilmar that they just weren't really aware of. That happened at the festival. And when Todd received his award, the gentleman that gave his award is a very special person. And it's Bruce Macchiano. And I don't know if any of you guys are familiar with Bruce, but he is actually has played Jesus more than any person on earth in movies and in shows and stuff. So Todd received his reward from Jesus.
Amen.
One thing I wanted to share too with, you know, talking about media is, you know, we were up at the film festival this past week, and I think it was amazing all the young people that we saw. Mm-hmm. So many young people, and I think we need to encourage, churches need to encourage, parents need to encourage their kids. When their kid comes and says, hey, I want to write movies, I want to be a screenwriter, I want to be a director, I want to do music, I want to be a writer, instead of saying, well, go to college and get a real job and then do that on your side, we should be encouraging churches, parents should be encouraging these young people, because if they are so passionate about that, they're going to find an outlet.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to see is stuff that we don't want to be seeing.
Absolutely.
But if we're encouraging, churches are encouraging from young ages, being involved in the media team, being part of, you know, Barry, you know, I know likes to have young people help him out. But if we don't get that, they're going to go to the secular world,
yep.
and where they can make more money.
Absolutely.
You know, and they're going to think they've made it. And there's so many, as you guys saw, I mean, amazing, amazing talent, you know, and if we can support that financially by prayer, you know, it's great to pray for somebody, but that doesn't bring money in all the time.
Exactly.
So we've got to be supporting these young folks and everybody, but especially the young folks, so they don't decide to go to Hollywood and make their millions there.
Amen. And for those listening who know that you're called to prayer, don't assume that somebody else will take this prayer up, because you have to pray too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got a lot of armchair Christians out there. Oh, somebody else will do that. You know, I don't have to do that. Well, maybe God is talking to you right now in your spirit and saying, I want you to do that. Okay, step up. We're going to go to a little spot. And then when we come back, I think Ma and Pa are here. And after they have come and gone, we may have a little more time with Barry, Todd, and Vilmar.
The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is a growing association of leaders from the business, civic, and ministry areas on the Treasure Coast of Florida. In these blessed communities, we reside, work, play, and pray together. Our mission is to encourage strong relationship among God's people through Holy Spirit-anointed fellowship. Leaders, inspired to overcome barriers to Christian unity, bring God's people together on the common ground of the gospel. For more information, visit us online at tccalliance.com or reach us by phone at 772-324-9313.
We've heard from Ma and Pa in the past visits where they have expressed struggles with the fear that's invaded the lives of their friends and family. They grieve for them, knowing that these people are not fully participating in the joy of the Spirit. In the last few months, with the increasing enmity in Eastern Europe, the rise in inflation in our economy, and the ongoing political chaos running over in our streets, Ma and Pa are finding themselves surrounded by more anxious people. Because they have a strong faith, which has given them an evident peace and stability, many are coming to them for solace and guidance. They are pleased to help. However, it seems that some folks are allowing the fear and anxiety to push them to unhealthy extremes. The most recent encounter has presented a serious challenge to Pa, and it's time for him to sit down with Ma and let her help him process it all. Hey, Ma, you got a minute?
I believe so, Pa. I'm just finishing up my Bible reading. I got into Philippians chapter 4, you know, where Paul's telling them folks not to be anxious, but to give everything to God.
Oh, I sure know that one, Ma. In fact, I was just with old Damien Verbalschlossen. We ran into each other down at the hardware store.
Oh, my goodness. I haven't seen old Damien for several months. And his wife, Bertha, too. How are they doing?
Well, from what he was telling me, they ain't really in that good a shape.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Pa. What's going on?
Well, you remember some months ago, old Damien and Bertha came to our house for prayer?
Yeah, I do. They was all tangled up in anxiety because of what's been going on in the world. I remember they felt tons better after we prayed.
Well, they backslid.
What? What do you mean they backslid?
Well, you know, we tried to get them to stop following the news so much, and they did for a while. But then old Damien got back with the TV news. And all them stories of war and the horrible economy, supply chain disasters, and everything else. Well, he just went over the edge.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, it's like this, Ma. Old Damien was at the hardware store buying up everything he needs to build himself what he calls an underground hideout from the crazies.
What? Goodness, Pa. Why on earth is he doing that?
Well, Ma, he's convinced that our nation and the world is just about to collapse into what he calls a mouth-foaming anarchist rebellion of egregious proportions.
He believes that? Why?
Well, you know, old Damien is subject to moments of unbridled imaginings. In some ways, it's no different than the time he was convinced that Bertha had been abducted by aliens. Why, he said they'd done something to her in their spaceship, really messed her up. Then he found out that she'd just changed her hairstyle.
Yeah, I knew about that one. She used to have one of them beehive hairdos. She kept getting it caught in the ceiling fan, so she had to cut it real short.
Well, that's old Damien's problem. He lets his mind get in the way of reason. So he's so afraid of everything crashing in on him that he's building that underground bunker.
But how in the world is he going to do such a thing, Pa? I mean, here we are in Florida, where the water table is so high. That's why we don't have any basements.
Well, that's why he ain't gonna dig up his backyard. He's decided to tunnel into one of them trash mountains we got around here. You know, them above ground landfills filled with all kinds of trash.
Oh, Pa, that's ridiculous.
I told him that, Ma, but he's determined to get that done. He's rented one of them front end loaders, and he's going to start tunneling into the trash mountain nearest to his house. he figures he'll be able to carve out a decent-sized space in a couple of days.
But, Pa, doesn't he know how toxic that stuff is? Ooh, it was mountains and nothing but garbage piled up real high.
Yeah, well, he figures all that stuff on the bottom is kind of composted some. All he's got to do is seal up the walls and ceiling when he's done, and then put up a decent door. Of course, he's aware that things like them disposable diapers don't break down like other garbage. He'll have to deal with some of them separately. That's why he's got a state-of-the-art hazmat suit, you know, with oxygen tanks and such.
Oh, I tell you, Pa, my heart hurts for old Damien and Bertha. I mean, we can't let them do that. They need to stand firm in their faith, not crawl into a hole in a trash mountain where they got disposable diapers raining down them all the time.
I know, Ma, I know. I did get Damien to agree to come by the house tomorrow with Bertha so we could pray some more. I'm hoping that the Lord will pour out some huge chunks of his peace into their hearts.
That's good, Pa, real good. And I'm going to call some other strong Christians to join us. This is not your garden variety anxiety. There's a real strong demonic influence here.
True. And I know there's some other folks in Bickers Corner who have a similar response to all the craziness going on in the land. Old Chauncey Plackman and Elbert Fitznitz have closed out their bank accounts and are buying about 2,000 pallets of Ramen noodles. They figure that the world is ending soon. Why, if them noodles can keep college students alive through 4 years at the university, it'll keep them going till things settle down.
Yeah, and I heard from Nancy Flagerton that she and her husband Marty are filling their attic with tinfoil. So, as she said, all the demonic messages will bounce back into the sky. I tell you, Pa, it's more than crazy right now.
It comes to me that there is one big thing we got to do. We got to do it in our church, and we got to get the word out to the other churches somehow. And what we got to do is get folks to listen up to what the Lord is saying to us today.
Just like he's always said to the church, trust me and don't be afraid. Keep praying and stay in my word. And don't listen to the world when it screams at you and tries to scare you.
Amen. It's beyond all my understanding why all them folks who claim to be believers are shivering in their boots.
Well, I don't know all the reasons, but one thing I know is true. That for the longest time, we've only talked about what the church went through in the past. All them persecutions and the cultural chaos we read about in the Bible and in church history books. But now, we're spang in the middle of what they went through back then. We're living it, and it is a bit scary.
You're right, Ma. And it seems to me that one sure sign of all this stuff is when an otherwise faithful man like old Damien is willing to move into a pile of rotting trash to hide out from all this mess.
That's why we got to pray real hard with as many of God's people as we can right now and encourage other believers to do the same. And before I forget, Pa, I got something to ask you to do for me, if you don't mind.
Why, sure, Ma, what is it?
Well, when you were talking earlier about old Damien, I got reminded that the trash cans need to be moved to the road because pickup is tomorrow.
Well, Ma and Pa do have their jobs cut out for them. Ministering to people who are in fear is not easy. However, they have good and faithful hearts, and they love God and those to whom they are sent. For you, dear listener, we hope that you will hear the divine call to reach out to those believers who need assurance in these difficult times. Be a man or woman of peace and draw the anxious ones close to the heart of Christ. This is a time for healing and renewal for all.
Well, Ma and Pa, thank you for coming. They're always an interesting visit. We're back in the studio now with Barry Alsobrook and his cohort, Vilmar. Cohort, that's, let's just say colleague.
Colleague.
Cohort colleague. Sounds kind of dark, you know. And Todd Shoemaker, whose documentary Dead Man Running won first place in the International Christian Film and Music Festival this last weekend in Orlando. That's the 10th annual, so it's been happening for 10 years.
Yeah.
And we have
There we go. John!
Yes, sir.
Are you there? We have John Nelson joining us in the studio. And, John, we're going to ask you some questions. First one is, how you doing, brother?
You know, I'm blessed and highly favored.
Great.
How about you?
So am I. In fact, I'm in a room full of people just like that.
I've been listening to you guys.
Yeah, well, you know who we have here, and I think I'm going to have time to get everybody involved in another question. But first, John Nelson is Families Recover. That's his ministry. He brings a lot of substance to that ministry, being a man whom God has delivered from drugs and alcohol. And for many years, he's been helping other people do the same, and he's been helping families get back together. John, first of all, we'll get you to talk a little bit about what's going on in the ministry, but you've got a golf tournament coming up, which is a crucial fundraiser.
Yes, sir. We weren't able to do much fundraising with COVID, and one of our big ones was the golf tournament at PGA National. We've moved up to Trident Golf Course at Club Med. This year, thankfully, we're able to do this. We were doing a lot of stuff with the Miami Heat over the years with foster kids. That was another way of raising money. So we're not the only ones that had to struggle through the 2 years. But anyway, on June 17th at noon, we're going to have a golf scramble. We're going to have $1 million hole. If someone thinks they can hit a hole in one, they'll walk away with $1 million. And I'm thinking, Jonathan, wow, you know, before I lose my mind, they should give some of that to you guys, and then they should give some of that to us. What do you think?
Well, we'll never turn down a gift, you know. But
exactly.
We believe that God has blessed you. What you're doing is so important that every dollar needs to go into that ministry.
Well, you know, we get a lot of, you know, over the time that we've talked in detail about what happened with my girl and with the trip.
John, I think we lost you, bro. Oh, there's air. There's what we call dead air. Dead air talking.
That's live radio.
Live radio, that's right. John, oh, there you go.
The guy got everything, so. Yeah. You know, a lot of our money goes towards that, and the families are struggling.
You must be, John, brother, you must be at the edge of a cell tower. Can you find a better signal? We're losing you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me see.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yeah. That sounds like an old Verizon commercial. Anyway. Okay, now we can hear you. Okay, I was wrong. Okay. Yeah, you're kind of cutting in and out.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay. Yeah, while John is looking for a better reception place.
Is that better?
That's better.
Something to do with the tinfoil. I was just listening to Mom and Dad. Maybe the house I'm in got tinfoil up in the attic. I don't know. You know, a lot of our mission in the last 4 years has gone to the streets, and we've been able to reunite people with their kids, you know, and it takes money. And
yeah,
a lot of the rehabs we deal with, because most of these girls are coming off of big-time opioids and big abuse from the sex trades. But that's not the only thing we do. We work with foster kids. We work with foster families. You know, it's about spreading the hope of Jesus. And, you know, and I got to put this out there. I got a phone call last night. A friend of mine was missing, 60 years old. Mm. He ended up having a massive heart attack and running into two cars.
Oh, my.
You know, and he's in heaven now. And, you know, people don't realize it's later than you think.
Yeah.
But it's not too late. And we had that same story with my grandfather. And I don't know if my friend Craig ever accepted the Lord. And you know, that's one of the first things I saw in my call last night. So, you know, it's working with families like that and then just trying to get people out of the world of Amen. There's just so much going on. And it, you know, you guys were talking about the internet trying to shut up Christians, and it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no...
Before it gets better.
An addiction goes hand in hand with that.
Yeah.
You know, when they hit the fan, people turn to drugs and alcohol.
Yep. It's the most common resource that people go to when they don't have Jesus, especially.
Absolutely. Well, and I posted this yesterday and got a lot of kickback. And I actually, Congressman Mass, he's a big promoter of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the liquor stores are full, but the shelves are empty in the store.
That's true.
Now, is there a supply chain problem in the liquor industry like there is in the grocery industry? I mean, it's...
Yeah, good point.
I mean, it's we're in some troubling times. That's all there is to it. So.
John, I want to make sure you tell people how they can look into this golf tournament, how they can sign up.
They can go on familiesrecover.org, our website, or they can call me direct, 772-285-5828, or john@familiesrecover.org. We are a 10-year-old 501c3 nonprofit. We're debt-free, which God's made that happen, even with fundraising stuff. We're still lacking about 3 hold sponsors. It's totally tax-deductible. If they look at the website or call me, we can do that. We have the first tee of Martin County and the Treasure Coast coming out. We have people that have donated to bring out high school teams in the first tee. We love being able, you know, we don't make a lot off this golf tournament, but we love to bring the kids out. We love to bring out the families. If there's a family listening right now that's golfers and you ain't got the money, call me.
Yes.
We, you know, this ain't about money. If it was about money, I would have went for big grant money and let them tell me how to run a nonprofit that's Christian-based.
Amen.
You know, and it's like the guys that were on with the Taken TV. You know, no one gives me gas money, and I'm not looking for an attaboy either.
Yeah.
You know, the people that volunteer, they're not getting paid.
Yeah.
You know, and the counselors and the doctors and the law enforcement. You wouldn't believe how much law enforcement is on the side of getting these people off the streets.
I can believe it.
And it's just, you know, it's a remarkable thing. And my friend dying yesterday, we were roommates for 3 years. He stood up at my wedding. He's with my girl now. You know, him and Jenny are dancing in heaven. At least I hope.
Yeah, I hope. I hope.
You know, everyone's looking at me because of my heart condition. They're like, they're going to miss this and this and this. If I was to fault that, I celebrate it. You know where I'm going.
I do that. And the question I had for the group, John, and feel free to pipe in too, but I, knowing what you do, myself being a recovering alcoholic, actually a delivered alcoholic, coming up from 2003 to, I don't do the math too well, but from 2003 until 2022 is what, 19 years? 19 years sober by the grace of God only.
Amen.
But because of the crucial time we're living in and the great need for Christians to be communicating, and I'm going to open this up to this group. Barry, you probably have maybe a better resource than the others, but what do I know? When we talk about addiction, what is being done that you're aware of in from the standpoint of Christian media production to get the word out through the media in the church?
Well, I can tell you personally, we have several shows that are on our network that are very popular shows. One is called Bloom Today, which that's all they talk about addiction and recovery and all. And then they also have one, Four Strategies for Life. It's the same group of ladies that run that. And it's an incredible ministry, what they do. And they all came from that past. The lady that originally started, Paula Mosier, she came from a very rough upbringing, abuse and all, which then led to chemical abuse and all. And so she's dedicated her life to helping people overcome that. And her partner as well, Jeannie, as well. Yeah, they've all done a lot toward helping that. And there's other shows out that we don't necessarily have on our network, but we mm-hmm. would love to have them
sure.
that deal with that subject as well. There's a lot out there.
And probably what God might be doing to raise up other people to do other programs that people can watch and get blessed by.
Mm-hmm.
And not just themselves find recovery, but if they know someone that's struggling.
Absolutely. And they do have, and actually a lot of the movies that yeah. we're seeing coming out right now, several at the festival were dealing with that subject. Some of the documentaries, some of the movies out there. Yeah. There's a new TV show that won an award at the festival that actually my wife and I watched watched it yesterday. I forget the word when you keep watching something over.
Binge watching.
So Lauren, I binge watched it yesterday, and it's incredible. And it's about suicide. About suicide, and they won a big award at the festival, and it's called Breaking Strongholds. Wonderful people that are involved in that, and that's their ministry, and they're seeing some amazing testimonies and stuff coming from that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd like to jump in a little
bit. Yes, Vilmar, yeah, please.
I think today media, Christians, I think they are evolved much more as far as movies and stories. Because if you watch movies, Christian movies, back in the days, back 10 years ago, always like a sugar coating everything was so cheesy. Nowadays, the production, the quality of everything's changing. And I always like to add that they are not hiding anything, because life is rough.
Yes.
It has cursing. I'm not saying that you're going to hear cursing and but it has alcohol addiction, drugs, everything. And this has to be shown. We need stories, more and more stories to bring it out and say, hey, Christian life is not everything's going to be okay. It is going to be okay. However, it has the process.
Amen.
You know, the story behind the scenes has to be shown, because people can relate.
Right.
To like they relate with the anything comes from Hollywood. I want to be a superhero.
Yeah.
But I want to. That being said, it's just like when people are watching Christian movie, they can relate, because Jesus always used parables to tell.
That's right.
So that we are hardwired to learn from stories.
Amen.
If there are stories an alcohol problem, somebody who's dealing with this today, he's going to relate. He said, oh, there's hope.
Yes.
There's hope for me. That's why in the media, we need more support. We need more investments. We need more than ever, more stories. And back at and now it's so easy. If you own a smartphone, you can get, you can graduate from anything that, everything is so available. YouTube, so many platforms.
Amen.
Like Udemy, you can learn anything. You don't have to go to college, spend 5 years, a couple of hundred thousand dollars, and get off a college with debt. No, if you have a smartphone, you can get any kind of information. It's so easy. You can, so many people nowadays, they are make so much good stuff. So creative. It's just like with their cell phone. But
you can start. Certainly, good beginning, John. But we have about 5 minutes before we move on to our noon time. Something was said earlier, and I just wanted to ask you to comment on it for a couple of minutes. If I know it takes more than a couple of minutes, but there is, or maybe I should say, is there, from your experience, a strong connection between abuse and addiction?
Absolutely.
Because we got people listening.
I love everything that's going on in the media, and I love everything that's going on with the problem starts at the house. And a lot of times, the parents we're really pushing towards the prevention aspect, but you know, educating your kids and educating, getting involved with your kids,
yeah,
and teaching them that. But if they're seeing that stuff at home, then they're being taught that's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, domestic violence and addiction go hand in hand.
Yeah.
You know, sex trades, I mean, it's hand in hand. And I'm not saying that everything starts with someone being molested.
Right.
You know, I'm very open. I got molested when I was 5. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell my mom until I was 28.
Wow.
You know, it's a shame of things, but this starts at home, and that's where we're trying to come up with a prevention. Ben Graham is another gentleman. He's a Pastor Graham up in Washington. He does movies with Mitch McConnell involved. You know, and the administration has pulled all of the education and prevention money that we're trying to go after to where we can go into schools before they go to middle school and high school as an assembly that's approved by SAMHSA, which is the addictions printing out of Washington. They approve most stuff. It's got to be approved for the education. To go in and tell these parents and tell these educators what to look for.
Yeah.
You know, what are these kids going to face when they go to middle school? What are these kids going to face when they go to high school? You would be blown away that what is available in a high school.
Yeah.
I mean, the drugs and alcohol is rampant.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it starts at home.
Yeah, it does.
You know, I'm very aware of my kids and who they're around. I mean, a lot of parents are like, they're going to let YouTube raise their children, and then they wonder why yeah. they're calling me.
Exactly. And everything starts at home, and both the foundations of a life of addiction and other types of all that connectivity, but also a moral life, a changed life starts at home. And that's speaking now to the church and saying, you know, hopefully you recognize that and you're raising your children as God would have you raise them.
Exactly.
But also, you know,
it's not a lost battle, you know, not like you had shared. I'm very open, and I have people on social media. John, you're so open about your addiction problems and where you've been. Well,
you
try to make someone comfortable enough to open up and say, hey, I've been there.
Yeah.
Now, what can I do to try to get out of there?
Amen. And if someone's already been there and found a way out, those are the people you need to connect with.
And there is a way out. There's people listening right now, I guarantee you, they're already drinking
or
whatever else they're doing, and they're thinking to themselves by 5 o'clock, how do I break the cycle?
Yeah.
You know, Jesus ain't going to reach down. You know, free will is free will. And this is what we teach a lot of kids in the rehab, not just kids, grown adults. You have free will. He's not going to reach down out of heaven and snatch that bottle out of your hand. It don't work that way.
Nope.
You got to make a conscious choice, and don't take the choices I took, because everyone knows my story. It's not a pretty one, you know, and thank God that it's changed over the years. But, you know, and that's what everyone's out trying to change. And the real world's trying to, instead of teaching critical theory or whatever the heck, because I don't really pay attention to it, why don't you teach your kid not to take that first drink?
Amen. John, we're almost out of time. I want you to mention again how people can sign up for this golf tournament.
Got it. John Nelson, you can get me at 772-285-5828. That is my cell phone.
Okay.
John@familiesrecover.org, or you can go on the website, www.familiesrecover.org. And if there's anyone out there that can't afford it, call me personally. We'll make it happen.
Amen.
And we are looking for sponsors.
That's
right. WCNO is looking for sponsors. We're all looking for sponsors.
We are, and you need three whole sponsors yet. I'm going to pray.
Tax deductible.
I'm going to pray that one of those sponsors is a major donut manufacturer, because you know you can't buy a donut without getting a hole.
That's right.
Just to say. Anyway, y'all listening, pray about that. John, thank you so much for joining us today. God bless you, and I know we're going to be talking to you real soon.
God bless everyone in that studio right now. You guys
thank
are really
you.
Trying to make a difference.
Amen. God bless. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And we're almost out of time. We have like 20-some seconds Gentlemen, thank you. Todd Shoemaker, Dead Man Running, award-winning documentary. And Vilmar, thank you for coming and sharing.
Absolutely.
And of course, Never always place. Barry, also Brooke, the man of Taken TV. What a wonderful ministry. We want to